It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Kay Vinge with the Valley City Area Chamber. Kay, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure to come.
Well, it's nice to have you with us today, but on a sad note, the Chamber Board made a decision about Rally in the Valley. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we sure did, and it was not one made easily, as I'm sure you all know. The Rally in the Valley means so much to this community, and we did our best to, I was just very proud of our Chamber Board because they worked on so many creative ideas, ways to, possibly do this safely, and looked at all kinds of other things. But in the end, we just could not guarantee we could do it safely. So we did make the decision to cancel Rally in the Valley this year. Of course, next year we'll be back in full force. But in the process of all of this, we talked with our local health department, our local authorities, the Department of Commerce, and in lieu of all of the other lots of the parts of Rally that make it so special, had also canceled already with the road race and the car shows and our bringing in craft vendors. It was all just risky, so we had to make that decision to after lots of meetings and hours of discussing it every angle we possibly could. We wanted so bad to bring that to the community because it is so much fun and everybody really needs that right now.
For sure.
But this year we just can't do it.
Well, that's a sad note. No Rally in the Valley for 2020 this year. Hope to see you back in 2021. Well, you're kind of did some brainstorming with some alternative events coming up later this year.
Oh, we sure do. And we are, we really want to just encourage everybody in the community that, that Valley City is still functioning. They're still open for business. And there's still so many ways you can support your local businesses, have your needs met in your own backyard in a safe, effective way. If you are not comfortable going into the stores, all of them will bring stuff to your curb. You just give them a call, or you can, some you can go on their website and you can do things, but there's so many ways to do that. And we want to encourage that. I really like you to think about how you're spending your money and how wonderful it is to have these businesses with us. So we are, right now, we're in the middle of our VC Strong campaign, our retail business spotlight, and that's gone on for 2 weeks, and this is our final week of that, where we're highlighting two businesses every day, and you will hear those interviews on KLVC every morning between 8 and 9, and they're also featured in the Times Record and on Facebook. But coming up, starting in June 8th, and this is all brand new, but we will do the great gift card giveaway and lots more details coming, but it'll wrap up on June 20th, and there will be gift cards at many, many, many retail stores and service organizations or businesses in the community. And after that, there's going to be two different campaigns rolling out that will be giving away Chamber Bucks. So a lot of ways that as a community you can win, you can enjoy, and you can spend that money right back in town. So be looking for the details, and we'll be rolling all that out. It's all pretty fluid right now, so I don't even have the real details, to be honest, but we know they're all happening, and look forward to seeing you out and about.
We do, people have some ideas they want to share with you. How can they get a hold of you and the other folks at the Chamber?
Absolutely. Just give us a call at 845-1891 or email us at chamber@valleycitychamber.com.
All right. Thanks again, Kay, for joining us. And we'll have a great summer ahead, okay? I like your enthusiasm.
Thanks a lot, Steve. You too.
You bet.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's Kay Vinge, the Executive Director of the Valley City Area Chamber, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.